Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. COVID-19 remains prevalent in the community, and with winter approaching, we can expect to see influenza, also known as the flu, start to increase as well. Vaccination is a form of protection against both these viruses, but when it comes to children, we often hear that young and healthy people will be okay and don't need to worry about getting vaccinated. So is this a fact or myth, and what is the leading medical advice? Today we have Chris Blythe, an associate professor in infectious diseases who works at Perth Children's Hospital, joining us on the program today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me on.
So, Chris, you've certainly got a long background in fighting preventable diseases. Where does that interest come from?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the science of the bug versus the human and the interaction between those. But also it comes from actually looking after children who have infections, many who can get incredibly unwell, but actually the vast majority who recover completely. So I enjoy that. That's where the fascination comes from.
And so talking COVID-19, do you think kids should be getting vaccinated if they're in the lowest reported number of infection cases?
Well, children are actually, a large numbers of children are being infected with COVID now, but importantly, compared to adults, their risk of complications is low, and that's why we started the COVID vaccine program with adults. But that's not to say that children can't get unwell with COVID, and we are seeing large numbers of children coming to hospital with COVID at this stage, and vaccination reduces that risk, reduces their risk of being unwell enough to come to hospital with COVID. So I do think children, those over the age of 5, should be vaccinated against COVID.
And so what about the flu? Is it the same story there as well?
Yeah, very similar. Children are actually a group that actually is at greater risk of severe flu compared to young adults, the other way around with COVID. So we do see flu in children. In fact, we are seeing flu in children at the moment. We've had really 2 years of very little influenza in the state with borders closed, but it is coming back. We're seeing children admitted to hospital with flu at the moment. And so the most effective strategy to try and prevent that is through vaccination. So I do recommend all children from 6 months and above, which is where the recommendation is, receive an influenza vaccine.
And if people want to vaccinate their children, should they be receiving both vaccinations at the same time?
It is okay to receive both vaccinations at the same time. It is safe and it works as effectively if they're given at the same time as it is if they're separate. So for parents who are busy, importantly, doing it at the same time is absolutely okay. It is important to note that actually the age recommendations are different though. We're only using COVID vaccines from those 5 years and above. So it's only relevant for them to vaccinate at the same time. Those children younger than 5 where we don't have a COVID vaccine, a flu vaccine can be given at any time and importantly with their other routine childhood vaccines.
So newborn babies, are they getting vaccinated or they're not getting vaccinated? But what's the advice around vaccines and pregnancy or breastfeeding as well?
So children, young children, are particularly susceptible to flu. They also can get COVID, and so we need a way to try and vaccinate or prevent infection in them. The most effective way we have is by vaccinating the mother during pregnancy, and that not only protects the baby with antibodies flowing through the placenta, but also gives good protection to the pregnant mum who's susceptible to both of those infections. So we do have a gap between 0 and 6 months where we can't use a vaccine such as an influenza vaccine, and so we're reliant on those maternal antibodies. We are actually doing a study at Telethon Kids Institute that's really looking at trying to vaccinate children as young as 2 months with a flu vaccine to demonstrate it's both safe and effective at that age group so that we can narrow that window. So if people are interested, they're most welcome to contact us about that study. But the current recommendations for a flu vaccine is from 6 months and for a COVID vaccine from 5 years.
So a common concern about vaccines is safety. How safe are these vaccines and do you think they're better than relying on natural immunity?
I do think they're better than relying on natural immunity. Importantly, vaccines are designed to deliver an immune response and importantly do that with as minimal side effects as we can. And we all know, we've all had vaccines before, that vaccines can cause side effects, particularly sore arms and feeling unwell for a day or two after your vaccine. That's to be expected. The vaccines we're using in young children, the rate of common side effects is similar to all the other vaccines that we use. The rate of severe side effects or adverse effects we see is incredibly uncommon and actually much lower than the risk of getting those side effects if you get the infection. And as we've seen, particularly with COVID and also with flu, the likelihood that you will be exposed to those viruses this year is incredibly high.
So, Chris, where can people find more information?
There's a number of different information sources out there. The first point of call I would use is official government websites such as the WA Health website. There is also information on the national website. The Commonwealth Department of Health, which also provides information about what vaccines are in the national immunisation program. There's also a number of other resources out there, and I'd really encourage your listeners to look at ones basically produced by credible organisations because there's lots of information, but there's also lots of misinformation out there about the role of vaccines, the viruses that are circulating at the moment, and the importance of staying healthy.
For sure. So listeners out there, make sure you're getting your information from correct sources. Make sure that they are providing viable information that is true and accurate as well. And of course, stay safe during this flu season. So thank you so much for joining us on the program, Chris. We appreciate your time on the Record.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.
That was Chris Blythe, an associate professor in infectious diseases who works at Perth Children's Hospital, chatting with us all about this winter's approaching influenza season and ways in which you can prevent yourself and your kids from catching the flu.